You try that shit, and I'll bend you over, and I'll use Addison's head to hammer Perez up your ass like a nail. I don't like threats. This from the guy who said he'd have me blinded? I was upset. I was broke. I still am. Silence in the room. Okay? Okay what? Okay, $1 million. When do I get the name? Tomorrow. Lane nodded, turned away, said to his men, "Let's go." Addison said, "I need the bathroom." Chapter 47. The air in the room was hot and still. Addison asked, "Where's the bathroom?" Reacher stood up slowly, said, "What am I, the architect?" But he glanced over his left shoulder at the kitchen door. Addison followed his gaze and moved a step in that direction, and Reacher moved a step the other way, just a subtle piece of psychological choreography. But due to the small size of the living room, their relative positions were reversed. Now Reacher was nearer the bathroom. Addison said,
I think that's the kitchen.
Maybe. Check it out. He moved into position in the mouth of the hallway and watched Addison open the kitchen door. Addison glanced inside just long enough to make sure what room it was, and then he backed out. Then he stopped in a slow-motion double-take. Checked again.
When did Hobart go south?
Dunno, Reacher said. Today, I guess.
He sure left in a hurry. There's soup on the stove.
You think he should have washed the dishes?
Most people do.
Most people with no hands?
So how was he cooking soup at all?
With help, don't you think? Some welfare person, probably. The ambulance comes for Hobart, loads him up. You think some minimum wage government housekeeper is going to stick around afterward and clean up? Because I don't. Addison shrugged and closed the kitchen door.
So where's the bathroom?
Reacher said, go home and use yours.
What?
One day, Hobart's going to come back here with the kind of metal hands that can unzip his fly. And he's not going to want to think about you pissing in the same bowl as him.
Why?
Because you're not fit to piss in the same bowl as him. You left him behind.
You weren't there.
For which you can thank your lucky stars. I'd have kicked your ass and dragged you up the line by your ears. Edward Lane took a step forward. The sacrifice was necessary to save the unit. Reacher looked straight at him. Sacrificing and saving are two different things. Don't question my orders. Don't question mine. Get these runts out of here. Let them piss in the gutter. Silence for a long moment. Nothing in Perez's face. A scowl on Addison's. Shrewd judgment in Lane's eyes.
The name, Lane said.
Tomorrow. I'll be there. Lane nodded to his men, and they trooped out in the same order they had come in. First Perez, then Addison, with Lane bringing up the rear. Reacher listened to their feet on the stairs and waited for the street door to bang, and then he stepped back to the bedroom, watched them climb into the black Range Rover and take off north. He let a minute pass, and when he judged they were through the light at Houston, he walked back to the foyer and knocked on the bathroom door.
They're gone, he said.
Reacher carried Hobart back to the sofa and sat him up like a rag doll. Dee Marie stepped into the kitchen and Pauling looked down at the floor and said,
We heard everything.
Dee Marie said,
The soup is still warm. Lucky that guy didn't get any closer.
Lucky for him. Hobart shifted his position on the sofa and said,
Don't kid yourself. These are not pussycats. You were minutes away from getting hurt bad. Lane doesn't hire nice people.
He hired you.
Yes, he did.
So?
I'm not a nice person. I fit right in.
You seem okay.
That's just a sympathy vote.
So how bad are you?
I was dishonorably discharged, kicked out of the Corps.
Why?
I refused an order, and I beat the shit out of the guy who gave it to me.
What was the order?
To fire on a civilian vehicle in Bosnia.
Sounds like an illegal order. Hobart shook his head.
No. My lieutenant was right. The car was full of bad guys. They wounded two of our own later that day. I screwed up.
Suppose it had been Perez and Addison and those forward OPs in Africa. Would you have left them there?
A Marine's job is to obey orders, and I had learned the hard way that sometimes officers know better.
Bottom line, no bullshit. Hobart stared into space.
I wouldn't have left them there. No way on earth. I don't see how anyone could. I sure as hell don't see how they could have left me there. I wish to God they hadn't.
Soup, Dean Marie said. Time to stop talking and start eating.
Pauling said, we should move you first.
No need now. They won't come back. Right now, this is the safest place in the city. It would be easier on you. I'm not looking for easy. I'm looking for right.
Then the buzzer from the street sounded, and they heard a Russian accent on the intercom. The Soviet super from 6th Avenue come to fix the broken door. Reacher met him in the hallway. He was carrying a bag of tools and a length of spare lumber.
Now we're definitely okay,
Dean Marie said. So Pauling just paid the Russian, and she and Reacher walked down the stairs to the street. Pauling was quiet and faintly hostile as they walked. She kept her distance and looked straight ahead, avoided looking even close to Reacher's direction.
What? He asked.
We heard everything from the bathroom.
And?
You signed on with Lane. You sold out. You're working for him now.
I'm working for Kate and Jade.
You could do that for free.
I wanted to test him, Reacher said. I still need proof. It's for real this time. If it wasn't, he'd have backed off. He'd have said the money was off the table because I was too late. But he didn't. He wants the guy. Therefore, there is a guy.
I don't believe you. It's a meaningless test. Like Patty Joseph said, Lane's gambling. He's putting on a show for his men and gambling that he's smarter than you are.
But he had just found out that he's not smarter than I am. I found Hobart before he did.
Whatever. This is about the money, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
At least you might try to deny it.
Reacher smiled and kept on walking. You ever seen $1 million in cash? Ever held $1 million in your hands? I did today. It's a hell of a feeling. The weight, the density, the power. It felt warm, like a little atom bomb.
I'm sure it was very impressive.
I wanted it, Pauling. I really did. And I can get it. I'm going to find the guy anyway, for Kate and Jade. I might as well sell his name to Lane. Doesn't change the basic proposition.
It does. It makes you a mercenary, just like them.
Money is a great enabler.
What are you going to do with $1 million anyway? Buy a house? A car? A new shirt? I just don't see it.
I'm often misunderstood.
The misunderstanding was all mine. I liked you. I thought you were better than this.
You work for money.
But I choose who I work for, very carefully.